Let's bring in a member of Congress who is in a position to deal with these issues. Ro Khanna is a Democrat from Silicon Valley, an advisor to Senator Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign. Congressman, welcome back.
Thank you for having me on.
You've said that the killing of General Soleimani is unconstitutional and that any further action against Iran could be an impeachable offense. Why is this impeachable?
If the president gets us into an endless war in the Middle East without congressional approval, especially when you have bipartisan majorities in the Congress that have said that we do not want that war, then he's violating the Article 1 congressional power.
Let me ask you something, though. The president hasn't sent troops to war with Iran. He's ordered a strike on a general that the U.S. blames for the deaths of hundreds of American soldiers. And we learned that President George W. Bush reportedly also considered killing Soleimani. So this is someone who was considered a known threat to the U.S. What's your response to that?
Well, Soleimani definitely has American blood on his hands, but that doesn't mean that the president can go in and kill him and engage in an assassination without consulting Congress. Their argument is that it was an imminent threat. But all the legal scholars who have looked at this have said that this is not an imminent threat.
Do you have any other information on what the threat was beyond what the public knows?
I do not. And the important point here is it's the president's burden of proof to show that there was an imminent threat. The president chose not to get congressional authorization. And when Mike Pompeo was pressed on this issue, he was unable to even offer a location. He was unable to offer any specifics on a timeline. And he was unable to explain why the killing of Soleimani would prevent the attack.
You know, though, we have been hearing, though, that Iran had been taking increasingly bold actions in the region. We know that Iran shot down a U.S. drone last year. The country is blamed for that embassy attack in December and lots of other attacks in the region. The argument here is that Iran needs to see a strong response to deter them from carrying out further attacks. I know that you said you believe that killing Soleimani does not really take out that threat. But what do you say to that, that he was a powerful leader and it does send a strong message?
Well, the message it's going to send is to increase the cycle of violence. Here is a rational response to what we should be doing with Iran. We need to end the maximum pressure campaign that has fueled some of this violence. We need to reinitiate negotiation and diplomacy with Iran and have an immediate ceasefire on violence. We need to get back into the JCPOA, which we withdrew from. We need to start pulling our troops out responsibly from Iraq and Syria. So there is a comprehensive strategy that can work. The reason we know this is it was working when President Obama was trying it. We did not have these incidents against Americans. This is a problem that President Trump has created.
You and Senator Bernie Sanders introduced legislation that would prohibit funding for offensive military force against Iran. Your bill is unlikely to pass the Senate, and there's a lot of legal debate about how much power Congress has to constrain the president in cases of national security. Why take this action?
We took this action for the National Defense Authorization and our amendment, which would have defunded any offensive action against Iran or Soleimani, passed the House. It had the majority of support in the Senate, and it was stripped from the National Defense Authorization Bill, which authorizes military funding. I believe if that hadn't been stripped, we could have prevented, frankly, the Soleimani killing. It's important for Congress now to reassert our power. Our framers gave Congress the power of the purse. Ultimately, all of the funding for the military originates in the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives needs to make it clear that we will not fund offensive action against Iran or Iranian officials without authorization. And even though Senator Sanders and my bill may not pass both the House and the Senate, it lays a marker to make it clear that we're simply not going to fund these kind of involvement in hostilities in Iran.
My last question for you, Iran has vowed revenge. You know, everyone's asking, what are we expecting Iran to do? And my question to you is, how should the U.S. respond to retaliatory actions from Iran?
This is why we need to reopen diplomacy. We need to have a ceasefire to end the cycle of violence. We need to make it clear that any Iranian revenge would only worsen the cycle of violence. It would force the United States' hand to respond. And the rational course of action is to have a ceasefire and to have diplomacy. The problem here is if the president isn't engaged in that kind of diplomacy, I almost hope that the speaker or other officials, senior ranking officials, may be able to engage in backdoor diplomacy with Iran to try to ratchet down the tension.
That's Congressman Ro Khanna, Democrat of California. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.